Welcome back to the Matchstick Studio podcast. That's matchstickstudio.co in your browser and on Instagram. And when I say in your browser, I'm talking, you know, Chrome, Edge, not Internet Explorer. Ditch that immediately. Safari, Firefox, Brave, whatever you want. Look us up, matchstickstudio.co. Here in the studio, here in the fort, trying to make this thing happen. Today I want to talk about something that was maybe in the lost Matchstick Studio podcast lost episodes. First episode we ever tried to do, really just kind of a test. But I think it's important, especially now it's sort of cropped back up on us again with everybody being at home all the time. People checking their emails, being more susceptible to this type of stuff. But I want to talk about internet scams. And I'm not the first things you're thinking about, okay? We're not talking Nigerian princes. We're not talking about some of the age-old phishing type scams that you get, or type in your username and password into a fake website that then steals all of your credit card information and your identity. Not talking about those type of scams. I'm talking about scams that pertain to our industry, things that seem to happen a lot, and they seem really good at it. It seems legitimate, some of these things. And worst case scenario, you know, they're targeting, first of all, I should say they're targeting businesses. And in a worst case scenario, they'll take your money and will do nothing. They'll just take your money and run. Or they might take your money, send you some fancy looking fake reports, and keep you paying for months and months and months until you figure out, wait a minute, there's nothing actually happening. I see zero changes to anything. That's kind of your worst case scenario. Second, next worst case scenario is resellers, people that hit you up, guaranteeing you, promising you all kinds of stuff. You give them money, they turn around and pay somebody on Fiverr $5 to, you know, change a title on your website, and that's how they justify it. They charged you $1,000 that month, and they paid somebody on Fiverr to change one title on your website. This happens a lot. Now here's a couple of scenarios the way this goes down. Okay, there are web design scams or web development scams. That's where somebody will give you a ridiculously low price for a new website that your business probably needs. They'll give you some ridiculously low price, and they'll either install a template that costs them $15. Their margins are crazy, by the way. Everything we're talking about, margins are insane. They'll install a WordPress template for $15, add your logo, change a few colors, and boom, you owe them $10,000, and it costs them $15 plus a few hours work. That's insane. Those are some crazy margins. And then you're sitting there wondering as a business owner, why is my website not like performing at all? Why is it hard to use? Why can't I change anything? And guess what? That developer, that designer is nowhere to be found. You just wrote a check for $10,000 and you're not getting it back. And there's no recourse for you. Here's another thing that happens, another scenario. SEO. The SEO market is ripe for scammers. Like you get an email. I'm sure you get emails all the time. If you're a business owner, we can shoot you to the top of the list. Top of Google search. You'll be there. Simple. Right? $500 a month. $5,000 a month sometimes. If you're that size business. And they'll do nothing. Do nothing at worst. They'll resell it at best. This happens so much. And it's got me fired up because it's happening more and more. And I hate that people, that these people make money in any way. Part of the issue is low barrier of entry to some of this type of stuff. I mean, there are people out there that are claiming they'll help you with their SEO or your web design, and they read a couple of articles. They went through a couple of tutorials, and now they're experts, or they're experts at installing the SEO plugin that WordPress recommends, something like that. I've already mentioned how insane the margins are. There's no quality control on what they're doing. And to the uneducated business person on the other side of this that doesn't really know the industry, if you don't have somebody that you can trust, then some people can tell you anything. I've already mentioned a couple of times throughout the life of this podcast how much it irritates me when we get a new client that comes over from a competitor and they say, well, I wish I could do this with my website, but the other guys told me that it wasn't possible. It's like, well, yeah, no, it is possible. They either just didn't know how to do it or they didn't want to do it. And you were paying them all these years for something they either, like, best case scenario, they didn't know how to do it. Worst case scenario, they just didn't want to. And another issue with bending the truth a little bit, overpromising things. If you ever get an email saying that your sales will increase 1,000% if you use their service that costs $2,000 a month, I guarantee you nothing will happen. You're just giving away money. How do those people know they can grow your business that much? How do they know your product? Do they even care about your product? Is your product even sellable? Does the market even want it? How can they come in with these promises? I mean, and I feel like it's just kind of accepted in this for people that are dealing with this industry that, and it's just maybe accepted by the quote unquote businesses or the scammers that are putting this stuff out there. I mean, maybe some of them are genuine. They just don't know what they're doing. But this just to say stuff like that, like, I guarantee you 1,000% sale increase if you switch to our method or our platform or something. I don't know how you can make any guarantees like that to anybody. For any type of product. And again, going back to how easy it is to bend the truth and to lie and to send false reports, when you have uneducated customers who don't know what your industry is, I feel like it's our job to teach that. I mean, there are certain things that we do that I've noticed that a lot of other people in our industry don't do. In fact, most of them do not do. And I think to myself sometimes, you know, maybe we could make a lot more money if we were doing those things. And we probably could. But I just feel like deep down, that's really not the right thing to do as a human being. I'll give you an example. Whenever we run ads for people, two things I like to have happen. A, I like for the business to have access to and control and own the ads account that is running that we're going to be working from within. Now there are ways we can delegate access and all that stuff. We can all have the accesses that we need. I want the business owner to own that ads account. So in the event that we're not performing the way that business wants and they choose to leave, which hasn't happened yet, thankfully, but if that were the case, they still own and control all of that content and data in that ads account. I want it to be fully transparent. The other thing I like to have happen is for the client's credit card to be what is actually being charged for the ad spend. They should be in control of that also. It happens so much, too many times. And if you're out there listening to this and this is happening to you, if you are paying someone a fee to run ads for you, let's say you're paying $10,000 a month, and that includes their time that it takes to run the ads, but it also includes the ad spend. And you don't have access to the account, how do you know that they're spending all that money? How do you know? And I understand, like, a lot of small businesses don't have time to get into the weeds. They just want to hand it to somebody and do a good job. And hopefully that's happening. But if you're just handing money to people and they're saying, yeah, I'll run some ads for you, give me a budget of, I need, usually how it'll work is, it's $3,000 for my services and you want a budget of $7,000 per month for the ads. So it's $10,000 total. That's what your invoice is going to be. And don't worry, I'll run the ads for you. I'll spend the $7,000 on the ads. If you have no access into that account, how do you know they're spending that? How do you know they're not pocketing? How do you know they're not spending $2,000 and pocketing the other $5,000? So they're making $8,000. This is what happens. And they'll send you a report, which they can make it to look like anything. And that's another thing I absolutely despise when it comes to this type of stuff is branded reports. You're not going to find that here. You're not going to find a branded report coming out of Matchstick Studio. All the data is in the ad platform or the analytics platform that's in use. So if we're using Google Analytics, all the data is in there. And I would rather teach you as the business owner or as the marketing person, I would rather teach you how to look at that. Ask me the question, hey, I'm trying to get at this data. How do I get at that? I'm happy to show you. It's your account. It's your data. It's your website. Same thing with the ads. How do I see how much has been spent? Here, I'm happy to show you. How do I see my click-through rate? I'm happy to show you. But these branded reports that go out, they can make those people can make those things look like anything. If you're getting a branded report right now that is, and what I mean by that is it looks, they have designed a report for themselves. The company you're using has their logo on it. It's got some fancy charts and graphs. They're picking and choosing the data that goes in there, just so you know. They are absolutely 100% picking and choosing the data that goes in there. And my guess is it'll always look rosy, or there will always be an explanation as to, if they happen to give you a negative number, there will always be an explanation as to why that happened. And they'll probably blame it on you. Skipping back over to the SEO industry a little bit, the if you listen back, I don't remember which episode number it was, but if you listen back to our podcast about SEO, we gave 4 or 5 principles as to what it really takes to do SEO properly. And one of those principles was time. Because, unfortunately, this is just the way it is. SEO, which is short for search engine optimization, is completely reliant on these search platforms, meaning you don't have control over what they do with your information. You have zero control over that, okay? There are ways that we can tell them, this is how we like to have things structured, and we can make it easy for them to scrape content and pick that up. But at the end of the day, they choose how to index it. They choose what to do with that information. They're changing their algorithm constantly. And the harsh reality is, since you don't have control of that, you can't guarantee somebody anything. So if you're getting an email saying, we guarantee you number one search result in Google, that's never going to happen. At least not through them. And if they put a time distinction on it, that's certainly never going to happen. I mean, we tell people, if you're a business out there and you've never had a website at all, you've had zero web presence at all, this is your first website that you're getting, it's going to take minimum 90 days to even start to even show up on any page, even for your own name. Minimum 90 days. After that, if you want to move the needle, we're looking at 6 months, a year, 2 years sometimes for certain keywords. And a lot of that doesn't even have to do with your website. It has to do with how good you are at getting your website link onto other websites so that you can increase your digital footprint a little bit. So I'm just kind of, you know, I'm a little all over the place in this podcast, but I'm just kind of fired up about scams and promises. And I mean, this is the stuff we have to compete with. And you know what's funny is it happens to us too. On the flip side, there are scams that target businesses like Matchstick Studio in a weird, I mean, they're kind of easy to sniff out. But in a weird roundabout way, you'll get an email that'll look like it's from a potential client. It'll say, hey, I need you to help me with my brochure design, or I need you to help me with a new website. I heard you could do that. Here's my budget. And you're like, oh, wow. Okay, cool. Might get a new client, right? Oh, looks like they have a pretty good budget. But if you look at it, well, let me go through this. Let's say you didn't know it was a scam. And you go through with it, the way they get you is they have some weird roundabout way of trying to pay you, which essentially is like, this is where it gets to kind of the, you know, the fishing Nigerian prince type stuff. But they'll say, my budget is $8,000, but I need to send you $10,000 and you can refund me $2,000. Which obviously that's all fake. They're just trying to get $2,000 for nothing. I've seen scams that target businesses where they'll say they're going to give you a website for, you know, whatever it is, $2,500, $10,000, $50,000. And you put a down payment on and they bail. They disappear. It happens a lot. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If anybody is promising you increased sales or shoot to the top of the list for SEO, et cetera, et cetera, they're tugging on your heartstrings. I feel like there's kind of a hangover from the dot-com bubble. I know that's weird to say, that was 20 years ago. There's still this hangover I feel like we run into it all the time. There's this hangover from the dot-com bubble that somebody thinks they can put something online and they're going to be a millionaire. And if all I do is, I see all these articles online. If I put money to this platform, if I put money in this platform, if I put money in this platform, if I do this thing that this guy's saying, I give them money. If I take this course, if I go to this conference, if I do all these things, then I'm going to be highly successful. I don't want to be a downer. I don't want to burst anybody's bubble. The only thing that's going to make you successful is you actually working hard in your business. And at the risk of not getting another client because of this podcast, I cannot guarantee or promise your business results anything. I can't promise that you will increase your sales 1,000% within this time frame. I can't do it. Because you can't know. You can't know what the market's like. You can't know if there's going to be a pandemic right around the corner. You can't know these things. What I can promise you is that this is the work that we're doing, and I'll show you along the way what we're doing. You can see the results of our work along the way. We work with you to get you the things that you want. But at the end of the day, you as the business owner are responsible for your business. You're not going to be able to turn anything over to anybody else, and they're just going to magically make you a bunch of money. That doesn't happen. Now, maybe this is obvious to everybody else, and it seems obvious to me when I'm saying it. It seems kind of pedestrian that I'm having this conversation. But unfortunately, I see it happen enough that I feel like it warrants talking about. So focus on your business. If you want somebody that'll shoot you straight, come talk to me. If you don't have access to your analytics account to where you can't go in there and see your own analytics, you don't have access to your ads account to where you can't go in there and see your ads, and maybe you don't want to, and that's fine too, but you should still have access to it. If anything seems fishy, you should be able to get in there and say, well, hang on a second. I thought our budget was $2,000 a month in ad spend, but it looks like only $500 has been spent. Where did the rest of that money go? That would be a great question to ask. Thanks for listening. This has been the Matchstick Studio podcast. Matchstickstudio.co in your browser and on Instagram. We'll be back next week. We'll see you down the road.